After he announced his intention to run for state senate in 2015, Republican Christian Klug says that he contacted party officials across the 49th Senate District. Klug says he experienced a lack of communication from GOP committees, saying many had already endorsed Senator Hugh Farley, now retiring after 40 years in the legislature.
It's been frustrating to see the corruption that exists at all levels of the political process. And the reason I'm running for the seat is because I'm fed up with the corruption in Albany and the out-of-touch politicians that we have representing us.
Though Klug announced his run several months before Senator Hugh Farley announced his upcoming retirement, party officials have already begun lining up behind Assemblyman Jim Tedisco, who has represented the Capital Region since 1983. Klug is not wavering in his primary bid.
I was challenging a 40-year incumbent career politician from the beginning. So now I'm challenging a 34-year career politician that's supported by the establishment. So I honestly don't see a big difference.
Klug, who lives in Northville and works as a real estate appraiser in his offices across the 49th, is also facing a primary challenge from Northville attorney Nancy Nugent. As part of his message against long-tenured lawmakers, Klug supports term limits. He also criticized the planned upstate minimum wage increase to $12.50 an hour as too steep and believes New York should cut taxes and invest in infrastructure to attract business. Klug says he questions the effectiveness of Governor Andrew Cuomo's Startup New York program, which has also been criticized by the state's Democratic comptroller Tom DiNapoli. Klug also questions New York's large economic development projects that are now being probed by federal investigators.
So we need to be taking the money away from these pork projects, which is really what they are, and putting them into the real purpose of government, which is infrastructure.
As Klug's campaign moves into the home stretch before the September primary, he says he is encouraged by supporters saying they are ready for a change.
You know, we've seen the same old Albany politics year after year. And when I go and meet with voters, everyone's ready for a change. And I think it's time that Albany starts listening to the voters.
If victorious in the primary, Klug would go on to face Democrat Chad Putman in November. For more coverage on the race for the 49th, visit WAMC.org. Reporting from WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau on the campus of Skidmore College, I'm Lucas Willard.